Minister Kotat says boxing should be revived, as it was once one of the top sporting activities in Zimbabwe. He says Zimbabwe used to be rated highly in Africa in terms of boxing, but this has vanished over the years, as the country has failed during the past few years to produce a single boxer challenging for top continental and international titles. The country, which once had a three-time Commonwealth boxing champion, Langton Schoolboy Tinago, and two All-Africa champions, proud Kilimanjaro Chinembiri and Styx McLeod, does not have even one boxer in the top 10 rankings in Africa in any weight division and cannot afford to host any tournament. In a statement to Studio 7, Kotat says he's in the process of appointing a new Zimbabwe Boxing Board of Control, which the minister believes will be critical in revitalizing the sport, which is going through a period of gradual decline. The current board, which is headed by Richard Wondo, has been in office since Zimbabwe's admission to international sport in 1980, with one or two members being replaced along the way. Unlike other sporting disciplines like football and cricket, whose boards are elected by independent bodies, the Zimbabwe Boxing Board of Control is appointed by the minister. Studio 7 was unable to get a comment from the current chairman of the Zimbabwe Boxing Board of Control, Richard Wondo. Renowned promoter Stalin Maumau says it is saddening that Zimbabwean boxers are receiving a battering on the international stage due to a number of factors, one of which is lack of regular fights.
A number of our boxers have gone to the neighboring countries to fight, only to be defeated. They've been used as cannon fodder. If the boxer had been allowed to fight more fights in this country, definitely, by the time he's exposed to international bouts, he'll be somebody who is ripe to take the world. So it has really set back our progress in developing the sport of boxing in this country.
No boxing tournament was held in Zimbabwe this year. Maumau therefore agrees with Kotat that there is need to reconstitute the current board and also look at the laws governing the sport in the country.
On the part of people who are involved in boxing, I think we have not done enough.
Former Commonwealth flyweight champion Alfonso Zenyika says the current state of the sport has driven away sponsors, leaving boxers with no resources. Zenyika gives an example of his own mosquito boxing club.
I'm a former Commonwealth champion. I can't train like here. You see, right now, there's no gym, there's no punch bag, there's no speedball, there's nothing at all.
Zenyika is also of the opinion that a new board needs to be put in place as soon as possible to enable the sport to regain its past glory. Kotat, however, was unable to reveal when this will be done, saying it will be very soon. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.